In the most remarkable book that stunned the world when it first appeared in German, Hebrew, and English, is at the end of the 1970s, when the Orthodox Jewish rabbi, Dr. Pinhas Lapidus, made this statement in his book on the resurrection of Jesus.
1970年底, 犹太归正派拉比 Pinhas Lapid 写的耶稣的复活这本书 用德语, 希伯来语和英语念释的时候 曾震惊了世界。
He said, in regard to the future resurrection of the dead, I am and I remain a Pharisee.
在这本书中, Lapid博士这样写道说, 关于死人将来死人复活的这件事, 我一直保留法利赛人的信仰。
Concerning the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday, I was for decades a Sadducee.
关于耶稣在复活节主日复活的这件事, 我几十年来曾经持守着撒都该人的信仰。
I am no longer a Sadducee.
可是现在我不再是持有撒都该人的信仰。
Sadducees, in contrast to what the Pharisees believe, do not accept the doctrine of the bodily resurrection of life after death.
撒都该人在圣经中相反于法利赛人的信条, 他不接受身体复活或死后有灵魂的信念。
No wonder this book shocked so many and was such a sensational news in Time Magazine, Newsweek, and many other news weeklies.
难怪这本书震惊了使很多人震惊并成为美国时代新闻及其他周刊的头条触目的新闻。
Here was an Orthodox rabbi who was also one of the leading Jewish scholars in New Testament studies, claiming that he was convinced that Jesus came back again from the grave based on his study of the evidence.
这位归正派的犹太教徒犹太的拉比也是著名的新约研究的犹太学者他竟然宣称他因为证据确凿而以确信耶稣从坟墓中死里复活。
One would have expected or at least hoped that some of the same thing could have been come from some of our more critical Christian theologians in the numerous Jesus study groups that have sprung up in recent years. But no, these words come from an Orthodox Jewish rabbi.
世人也许会对无数的研究耶稣的基督徒神学家们得出同样的确信，有更多的盼望和期待。可是这些话却出自一位正统的犹太教的拉比口中。
Dr. Lapidus went on to rebuke his fellow scholars by saying, I cannot rid myself of the impression that some modern theologians are ashamed of the material fictitity of the resurrection.
拉比德博士就这样继续驳斥他的同僚神学家们。他说：“我不得不带着这样的印象，那就是当代基督徒神学家们，他们对复活的具体细节而感到羞耻。”They
are blind guides straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel.
而这些神学家们却是瞎眼的领路人，他们滤出了盲虫，却吞下了骆驼。That
is quite a statement, especially since the resurrection of Jesus stands at the heart of the Christians, and this is what Christians must and should believe.
这些话是非常震惊人的。 特别是因为耶稣的复活是所有基督徒信仰的中心。This
is not a secondary doctrine on which we may provide for differences of opinion for those who wish to hold alternative views.
复活这个信仰不是其他次要的信条，我们可以提供其他的观点来缓冲其他不同的意见。The
situation here is much more serious. If there is no resurrection of Jesus from the dead, then there is no Christian faith at all.
复活的信条是非常严肃的, 如果没有耶稣从死里复活，就没有基督的信仰，基督教的信仰。
First of all, the resurrection is the key of our faith.
第一，首先，复活是我们信仰的根基。
The Apostle Paul declared that the heart of good news, indeed the gospel by which we are saved, was founded on these facts.
使徒保罗宣告说，福音的好消息的中心，就是我们因此得救的福音的中心，有三点。
First, Christ died for our sins.
首先，基督为我们的罪死了。
Second, that he was buried.
而且埋葬了。
And then, he was raised on the third day.
第三天复活了。
Each of these three facts was not dictated by Paul's own thought, process, or by his own creativity.
这三点的每一条都不是因为保罗自我思想或创作能力所产生的。
Instead, they were from a corpus of doctrine that Paul had received, a point that Paul stresses twice.
相反，这些是他所领受的整体的信条。
This was not some new religion recently invented to take the place of the former work that God had done in the world through the agency of the Jewish nation. No, it was according to the scriptures.
这些信条也不是新创作发明的，来取代神以前借着犹太民族所彰显于世界的工作，不是的，而是照着圣经所说的，在第四节当中。
There is a second point that Paul, the Apostle Paul emphasizes twice.
保罗在第三节中还有一点就是
Everything that God was doing now, in and through Jesus Nazareth, has already been predicted through the Old Testament scriptures long ago.
神在耶稣身上及借着拿撒勒人耶稣所做的一切工作都早在很久以前旧约圣经中被预言了。
Thus, there was a strong sense of anticipation and a strong continuity link between the two testaments.
因此在新旧约圣经中有一股强烈的盼望的气息和连续性。
It was all the work, one work of God.
新旧约圣经都是神所做的一个完整的产品。
The apostle will not let this topic stand merely on the anticipated revelation, the Old Testament, or on the body of doctrine that existed prior to his becoming an apostle.
使徒保罗不愿在这个题目呢仅仅停留在旧约圣经所预言当中，以及他在成为使徒之前所接受的信条。
He will now go on to talk about the appearances of Christ.To add to the above three acts of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
在耶稣的死、受死、埋葬和复活的这三点之外，他继续写到关于基督向众人显现。
Jesus appeared personally to a group of over 500 people at the same time, most of whom were still living when this letter was composed about 54 AD.
耶稣亲自向超过500多人同时显现，很多人在当时在哥林多前书完书的时候，公元前54年的时候，他们当时还尚在。
Jesus also appeared to Peter, James, and then all the apostles.
耶稣还向彼得、雅各和其他所有的使徒们显现。
Last of all,The resurrected Jesus met Paul at a later time as he was working havoc to eradicate all the Christians he could.
最后复活的耶稣也亲自在过后一段时间遇见保罗，当时保罗正在狂热地追杀基督徒，试图去除所有的基督徒。
But all that had changed for Paul since that personal meeting with the resurrected Christ.
但是那一切都改变了，因为保罗亲自遇见了复活的基督。
For the apostle, the challenge to all investigators is clear. Either there is a resurrection of Jesus, or there is no Christian faith.
对使徒保罗来说，他对所有的追寻者们的挑战是非常清楚的。要么有耶稣复活的事实，要么就没有基督信仰。
It will do mortals very little good to have a pie-in-the-sky hope in this life and to be left empty-handed in the afterlife with no resurrection of the body.
因为对众人来说，在今生有所盼望，而死后却没有身体复活的这件实质，就像在今生一直盼望着天上那块美味的馅饼，却死后却两手空空一样，没有任何价值和意义。
But Christ did conquer death and triumph over the grave.
然而基督征服了死亡，战胜了坟墓。
He did show that all enemies, including the last enemy itself, death, were doomed.
他确实的显明所有的敌人，包括死亡这个最后的敌人本身，他的命运也早已注定了。
Therefore, the desire to live eternally is no mere dream, but it is a part of the great hope all believers can have for this present life and for all eternity.
因此，永生的盼望已经不是一个梦想，而是所有信徒在今生和永恒中所有盼望的实质。
Our faith is not futile, nor is our confidence down the drain. It is as solid as the real happening of the resurrection of Jesus.
我们的信仰不是虚妄的，我们的信心也不是徒然的，而是像耶稣复活的实际一样真实可靠。
Our faith is not derived from wishful thinking or a massive dose of legends.That have been handed down to us.
我们的信心也不是出于盼望型的想念，或者是一批流传下来的神话故事。
No, they are as solid as anything we have ever known from history in the past or the present.
不，我们的信心真实可靠，就像历史中所发生过或正在发生的事件一样真实可靠。
But the resurrection goes beyond validating our faith. It organizes and shapes all of history as well.
进一步来说，复活本身不仅仅证实我们的信心，我们的信仰，复活本身整理了历史事件，也使历史与复活的这个事实息息相关。
Secondly, the resurrection is the key to history.
第二，复活又是历史的根基。
History is really His, that is God's story.
历史实际是神的故事。
The whole sweep of the ages, past, present, and future, are now encompassed in the text before us.
整个时代，过去、现在和将来，都在这段文字中展现在我们面前。
These resurrections will summarize all of history, past, present, and future.
在哥林多前书第十五章当中讲到的三次复活，将总结整个历史的过去、现在和将来。
Paul begins this section with one of his famous but now introductory words.
保罗用了他惯用的一个语句，但是现在来开始这一段文字。
This is the apostle's way of making an emphatic point and introducing something vitally important as he does in Romans 3, chapter 21, 6:22, 7:6, and elsewhere.
这是使徒保罗经常使用的方法来引进非常重要的信息，就像他在罗马书3章22节21节、6章22节和其他章节中一样。
His emphatic statement is that Christ has most certainly been raised from the dead.
这里他最重要的信息就是基督已经确确实实地 从死里复活了。
In fact, Christ is the first fruits of all those who have fallen asleep.
实际上，基督已经成为睡了之人的初熟的果子。
A first fruit is in any other realm is the first peach or the first cob of corn that arrives ahead of the rest of the crop.
初熟的果子在其他领域里就意味着农场里头一个熟了的桃子或者是玉米穗子。
But it's the guarantee on the whole harvest that is to come.
但是这穗玉米却能够保证象征着将要来的收成。
Not only does that first place of fruit come or the first vegetable taste good, it is only the promise and beginning of all the rest that will follow.
初熟的水果和蔬菜不仅仅味道非常好吃，而且也是一个对将来其他收成的应许和保证。
Likewise, Christ's resurrection was God's promise on the fact that all others will be resurrected as well.
同样，基督复活的这个事实也是神的应许，那就是其他的人也会复活。
These resurrections mark the three key moments in the history of the world.
这三次复活划分出历史上三大重大的时刻。
Verses 22-24 reads, For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits, and then when he comes, those who belong to him. And then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to the kingdom of God, to the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power.
在哥林多前书十五章二十二节到二十四节，保罗这样写道：在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的，再后末期到了，那时基督既将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。
The emphasis in verse 2 must be on all in both all of the cases.
在22节当中，众人这个字是在两个句子里面的。
The proof that all die is any cemetery.
众人都死了的证据就是众多的墓碑。
In the same way, all will be made alive again after they die.
同样，众人在死后也会复活。
However, they will only be resurrected in their respective order.
然而，个人是按照个人自己的次序复活。
Our present English text separates verse 22 from verse 23 with a period at the end of the sentence.
当代英文翻译呢，将22节和23节用句号分开。
In the original Greek text, however, there is no punctuation point.
但是在希腊原文当中，22节和23节当中没有什么句号点。
Therefore, we would urge that a comma be put in place of the period. And I'll be joined with the word part that follows in verse 24.
因此我们可以提议用逗号来取代22节中几节之间的句号，并且用一个可是来连接24节。
It is not as if everyone will finally be saved in the last day.
但是呢，在这里呢，并没有指出每一个人在最后一天都会得救。
Instead, it only affirms that everyone will be given a resurrection body.
取而代之的是，这里仅仅证实了每一个人都会有一个复活的身体。
Some to have it forever, the believers.
有些人的复活就是信徒的复活的身体将永远长存。
Others will have a resurrected body only long enough to appear before the judgment seat of God, and then be forever separated from God.
而有些人的复活的身体，就是非信者的身体，只会存到在审判的宝座前面，然后就永远与神隔绝。
The term order is a military term, and it points to the fact that this coming back from the grave is to take place in three groups.
次序这个字有军事用语的意义，它指向一个事实，那就是从坟墓复活将有三个不同的团体。
The first to initiate the process of returning from the grave is Jesus Christ on the first Easter.
第一个开始了从死里复活的过程的，就是在第一个复活节当中复活的耶稣基督。
His resurrection will be followed by a time by the second resurrection group.Of all those who belong to Christ by faith.
接下来的第二次复活的就是那些因着信而属于基督的那一群。
The word that marks off this group and the next group in verse 24 from each other is the word then.
将这一群与24节中那一群区分开来的这个字就是在后。
The two then words are always found together.In Greek, much like the words love and marriage or horse and carriages.
在23节中以后和24节当中的在后，这两个字在希腊文经常放在一起，就像爱情与婚姻、马和马车这类词组一样。
There is a space of time between the two of thens. Just as the gospel story that says, first the blade and then the ear.And then the full cord does appear.
在这两个以后和在后的词组之中好像有一个空间，就好像在马可福音书四章二十八节当中这样说，地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，然在后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。
The third resurrection group comes in verse 24, after the second then.
在24节中在后这个字后面就是第三批复活的一群。
It is the end resurrection group of those who did not believe, but must be raised to face our Lord and answer why it is that they never believed in Christ.
这是最后一批复活的人群，他们在生前不相信神，但是却必须在复活后要面对主，并且回答为什么他们在生前不接受耶稣基督。
It is also at that moment when God the Son will hand everything back over to God the Father.
也正在此时，神子耶稣将把一切都交与父神。
What a view of history.
多么奇妙的历史观。
Its high points are clearly demarcated by three resurrections.
历史中的高潮部分都被这三次复活事件划分出来。
First, that of our Savior, then of all believers, and finally of all unbelievers.
首先是我们的救主复活，然后是所有的信徒复活，最终是所有的非信者复活。
Jesus must reign until he has put all enemies, especially death, down.Then he will hand everything to God the Father, and the triune God will continue to reign forever.
耶稣必须统治万邦，直到他将所有的仇敌，特别是死亡，毁灭尽尽，然后他将万有都交给父神，三位一体的神将继续永远作王。
Third of all, the resurrection is the key to our own resurrection.
第三，复活也是我们本个人复活的根基。
Apparently, there is still room for some to make skeptical and disparaging remarks. For Paul anticipates the fact that someone somewhere is bound to ask at least two more questions.
很显然，还有些地方有人在说出一些怀疑和贬低性的话语。 因为保罗想象到有人会在某时某地会问一些问题，至少有两个问题他们会问。
The first question is, how are the dead people raised?
第一个问题就是死人怎样复活。
And the second is like it, what sort of body will they come?
那么第二个问题就也很相似，那么他们带着什么样的身体来呢？
Paul's answers with an exasperated sigh.
保罗回答的时候带着一种被触怒的叹息。
Fools, haven't you ever planted any seeds?
他说，无知的人啊，你们有没有种过任何的籽粒？
Didn't you pay any attention to all to what was happening in your own garden?
你有没有注意到你自己园子里所发生的事？
The answers how the dead are raised up can be found in two answers.
对死人怎样复活这个问题有两个答案。
First, they cannot be raised up unless they first die.
第一就是不死就不会复活。
Second, they cannot be raised up unless God gives them the power to do it.
而且若神不给能力，他也不会复活。
It is God who gives to each mortal a body, just as He gives to each seed that dies in the earth a corresponding body for the kind it was when it was planted.
是神随着自己的意思给人一个复活的形体，就像他给各等死在地里的籽粒一样，自己的形体。
But if the point of skepticism is on the kind of body that each will have,In the resurrection, then the word from God once again.
但如果怀疑点是在复活后到底有什么样的身体，那请再次聆听神的话。
First of all, the resurrected body will not be the same one possessed in this life.
首先，复活的身体不同于我们现在所占据的身体。
The old body was sown in weakness.But a new body will be raised in glory and power.
我们旧的身体是软弱的，但新的身体将是荣耀和有能力的。
But it will also be an improved body.
是一个好之又好的身体。
This is because it originates from heaven, and it bears the likeness of the man from heaven.
因为它出于天，并且带着属天的形状。
So come on death and you too grave.
因此死亡和坟墓来吧。
Let's see both of you try to do your worst now.
来行你们最大的把戏吧。
Instead, death itself has been swallowed up in victory. And both the sting and the power of death will be removed at the second coming of our Lord for those who have already died.
然而死被得胜吞灭，并且死的毒钩和权势在主耶稣基督第二次再来时将被除去。
Those who remain on earth alive at the coming of the Lord will be changed in a twinkling of eye.
那些在主第二次再来的时候还活着的人将会改变，在瞬时之间改变。
For at the last trumpet, the dead in the graves will be raised.And we shall be changed forever.
因为在末后末次号角吹响的时候，坟墓中的死人要复活，并且要永远改变。
Without a doubt, death has had it. It is doomed and is marked for extinction.
毫无疑问，死亡至今已经扬武耀威够久了，他已经命定要注定永远灭亡了。
But victory over everything is assured for every believer.
信徒在一切事上稳操胜券。
This is why believers ought not panic about all the dire predictions in the world.
因此信徒在面对世上各样可怕的预言的时候不应恐惧。
Our Lord has already gone ahead of us and assured us of a certain victory.
我们的主已走在我们面前，并且已经保证了我们的得胜。
On the other hand, it is time for all true followers of Christ to stand firm.
另外一方面，所有真正跟随耶稣基督的人都要站立得稳。
All too often, all too many believers tend to be thrust back and forth by every latest fad and outlandish forecast about the future.
太普遍了，那就是太多的信徒被最流行的风潮和关于未来的预言吹得前仰后翻，摇摇晃晃。
Paul urges that in light of such solid confidences as we have, that we not be easily moved and tossed about by all these winds of emphasis.
保罗鼓励我们因着我们所拥有的盼望的应许，我们不致被这些风潮所摇动。
Instead, it is high time for us to be up and about abounding the work of the Lord.
相反，现在正是我们起来大做主工的时候。
We do this precisely because we know that our labor for the Lord and Savior will not be wasted or for nothing.
因为我们这样做，是因为我们知道我们在我们为我们救主里面所做的劳苦不是徒然的。
The resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of my faith. To my view of history,and to my own confidence that I will be raised bodily and enjoy eternal life forever with the same resurrected Jesus.
耶稣的复活是我信仰的根基，是我的历史观的根基，也是我信心的根基，那就是我会从死里复活，并且与这位死里复活的耶稣同享永远的生命。
So let the future be as awesome as it dare be.
因此，无论未来发生什么事，
we, however, will remain unmoved.
我们却不致动摇。
We will increase in the work of the Lord.
我们会多做主工。
For our past, our present, and our future are secured by none other than the strong Son of God who died, who was buried,and who rose again and appeared to a host of men and women.
因为我们的过去、现在和将来已牵于一个坚固的锚，就是神的儿子为我们死了、埋葬了、复活了，又显现给众人看。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
Christ is risen indeed.
基督真的已经复活了。
This is the affirmation the early Christians announced to each other and to the world every Sunday.
这是早期基督徒每个主日向彼此和世界所宣告的确认的话语。
It is the foundation of our faith, our hope, and our love, and it makes our lives worth living.
这正是我们信仰的，正是我们的信仰、盼望和爱的根基。正因为此，我们的生命才活得有真正的价值和意义。
Amen.